Welcome to the Casey Kowar Show, a celebration of words. I'm delighted to have as my guest today James Grappondo. We'll be discussing Mr. Grappondo's new novel, Last Call, which has recently been published by HarperCollins. And first of all, James, thanks so much for taking time out of a busy schedule to talk with us.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
For those listeners that are fans of yours, they'll hear about Jack Switek and some of the other cast of characters that have made your novels so successful and so interesting. And for people that are new to your work, I'd like to tell them that this is the kind of author which is fantastic, because you can read the new book and then you open up the dust jacket and find out that there are a lot of other books that you've already written that are equally as entertaining. And so it's kind of like finding a piece of gold for me whenever I find a new writer whose work I really like.
That is fun, you know, when you find a new writer with a big backlist. And my first novel, The Pardon, which was the first Jack Switek novel, came out in 1994. And it's been a book a year for me since then. So The Last Call is book number 14. And there's seven in the series and seven out of the series. So the next one will be the tiebreaker to see where we end up with the Switek novel.
And James, your background was as a lawyer, as a trial lawyer, and I'm wondering is when you wrote The Pardon and created the character Jack Switek, could you in your wildest dreams have imagined that you would achieve the level of success you had, or were you confident that once you got the first one done that you were onto something?
You know, I would say writing was more of a dream for me than sort of a mapped out goal. I mean, when I first started writing, if you go back in time, the hottest show on TV back in the late 80s was the one that won all the Grammys anyway, was L.A. Law.
Mm-hmm.
Hottest book in the country was Scott Turow's Presumed Innocent. And, you know, either arrogantly or naively, I kind of looked at all that excitement about this new genre called legal thrillers and thought, you know, I can do that. So I really set out. I was working full time at a major law firm, though, working nights and weekends, which really meant like 50-hour weeks. So didn't leave a whole lot of time to write, but I did it for about 4 years. Cranked out a novel that never sold, but I did get an agent out of that, and who encouraged me after my crashed and burned first attempt to write again, and that's when I came up with Jack Switek and wrote The Pardon in about 7 months, and he sold it in a weekend, and it's still in print in 25 different languages now around the country, and kind of spawned this series, which, to answer your question, no, I could not foresee that. In fact, when I wrote The Pardon, I never even intended it to become a series. I just wrote the novel as a nice standalone thriller, father-son story. Jack, the criminal defense lawyer who defended death row inmates, and his father, Harry Switek, who was the law and order governor of Florida who had signed all of his death warrants. So we just left it there. You know, I thought I had wrapped up the story in 1994, enjoyed it, but people just kept kind of emailing me and saying, whatever happened to Jack?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was an interesting character. He was a young guy. He was in his 20s, you know, when I wrote The Pardon. And so we came back to him after five standalone novels. We came back to him in 2002 with Beyond Suspicion. And since then, it's been basically a Switek novel a year since 2002. And Last Call is now number seven in the series.
Leskate, congratulations, and I think one of the reasons the series is as successful as it is that you've created a cast of characters to go along with Jack Switek, Theo Knight, Uncle Cy, Renee and Trina, and Andy, and there's a depth to the knowledge that a lot of political thrillers or legal thrillers don't have, but you do have created this kind of family for Jack Switek, and you care not only for Jack Switek, but you care for the other characters in the book as well.
That's key. You know, I think if you look at any series that's been successful over time, it really is the characters that keep you going in. And, you know, one of the fundamental decisions you got to make when you decide to just, and he's actually, he makes a cameo appearance in my young adult novel called
Good. Well, James, thanks so much for appearing on the show today. Congratulations for Last Call. It's a wonderful book, and I'm excited for people that, if they have not read you yet, to read Last Call, and then they've got a whole backlist of books to go and read. So best of luck on this book, and I look forward to getting caught up with you down the road again.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Great. Thanks so much, James.